Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Well, hey, Lonnie, the theater lady.
Hey, Brian.
What's going on today?
Well, today I want to talk about a show that I saw last night. Mm-hmm. And I love holding up the program as a prop.
Well, yeah, it kind of matches your outfit a little bit there.
Why not? I tried. It's called The Ruling Class. And it was produced by the Throughline Theater and performed at the Gray Box Theater in Lawrenceville on Butler Street. And Don DiGiulio was the director for this. This show was a really, really dark comedy with tons of black humor. British. So a lot of it reminded me, some of the humor was as avant-garde and wacky, almost as Monty Python-ish.
Oh, yeah.
It had almost a psychedelic dreamlike quality to a lot of it that was just hilarious. It was bizarre at times. The plot is that a young man who is a paranoid schizophrenic and in line for the family wealth inherits it when his father dies from an accidental suicide in an...
Well, suicide's not accidental.
Well, it was an autoerotic experience. That gives you an idea of how
we've
wacky,
heard stories like
yes,
this.
Yes, and they acted that out.
Oh!
Very, very funny.
Well,
the way they did it, they made things so funny.
Worth the ticket price, ladies and gentlemen.
So Everett Lowe played the main character, the paranoid schizophrenic, and oh my heavens to Betsy, he was amazing. He played this over-the-top, wacky guy. He blazed across that stage. He had so much energy, nonstop, and he was amazing to watch as he really, truly had me convinced that he was a paranoid schizophrenic.
Good job.
He believed he was God, and or Jesus, or both. And in that role, he loved everybody. This play was written in the 60s, and I saw a little bit of that hippie influence. Love, peace. And then, of course, when he was cured and took his place in the House of Lords, he took on the characteristics of the ruling class and became very insensitive and hard and tough. So it was kind of interesting. It was a commentary on a lot of things, of kind of a political satire. And I don't want to forget anything. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. Some of the other actors in this. This was a huge cast, very strong cast. And this was a big production for a little theater. And it was interesting. Being so close to it all, I just felt the energy because it just moved and moved and moved. It was nonstop. And we had Laura Barletta playing the wife of Luke. She had such a lovely voice, and she was a joy to watch. She really loved him, and she sang a song near the end of the show professing her love for him that was just really noteworthy and beautiful. And also in it was Larissa Overholt that we saw in The Little Mermaid that talked about. And it's always a pleasure to hear her sing. Just sweet, melodious voice was truly wonderful. And they had a pianist accompanying it.
So this is not a musical, though?
No, it really wasn't.
There was just a play with a few songs.
Yeah, but the songs, to me, were really fun because they were totally incongruous to the time period and the plot. I mean, we're talking songs.
That's kind of like that movie Moulin Rouge, which you hated.
I didn't like that so much. But this, I mean, we're talking My Blue Heaven in the midst of a scene that no way was that anything that would really relate in a
So the
a
songs
way.
May have been a production choice or a concept choice rather than scripted into it, maybe.
I think that that's part of the humor of it. It's just these totally misfitting songs for the time period and whatever. I don't know. It was really funny, though. That part was really funny to me. That was one of my favorite parts. And I loved their costumes. They were period costumes, but with whimsy. Hmm. You know, something. Parts of it would look very authentic, and then parts of it would look totally 60s.
Fringe. And, or was Fringe 70s?
I think the Fringe was, well, both. Late 60s, 70s. I had a Fringe vest.
Oh, yeah?
Suede.
Oh, you should have worn it today.
Oh, I wish I still had it.
Oh, you got rid of it?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
I don't know. I'd love to have it now. Be retro.
Bring it back. I think you can.
And three other people that I wanted to mention that were in the plot, or in, excuse me, in this show, and I wanted to mention them simply because they had three major roles, and all three of them, at one time or another, had scenes where they really were able to show off their comedic talents. One of them was Luke Chamberlain, John Mishnia, and John Henry Steelman. And all three of them really shone with their humorous presentations.
Very good.
So this is a show that runs through June 13th. And I think it's really an experience to see this. It's different than anything I've ever seen. Very original. And very well acted.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.